the history of rock and roll.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now, at this time, we would like to do something that we're sure that each and everybody can understand, and that's the blues. Everybody can understand the blues. Run down your toe. Such a long time ago, why did it haunt me now? Yeah, you didn't love me no more. Yeah, but I'm on a dark door now. Say I'm a fool for you. Yeah. So I know it must be something. Wanna say I'm a little fool for you.
We're listening to Ray Charles at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival.
Whoa, sometimes. Sometimes I get a little worried. Well, but I want to tell y'all it's all right now. Yeah. Because I got a woman out of town. Yes, I have. I got a woman now, right over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah, yeah. She give me money when I need now. Oh, she's the kind of friend they need now. Say, I got a woman, right over town. Good to me. Yes, I have. She says I love it. Yes, to me. Oh, yeah. Say, baby, now. Ready to run. Yes, to me. Oh, yeah, yeah. He said, love it. Yes, to me. Oh, I'm looking out. Tenderly. I got a woman now. Way up down. I want to say good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a woman, she make me feel alright. All the time, I feel alright. Well, in the morning, well, in the midnight, every day, every night, I feel alright.
Ray Charles is the master of many kinds of music, but the foundation of his strength is the blues. And the blues ran through everything he has recorded, even a gospel-structured tune such as I Got a Woman. This segment of the history of rock and roll will concentrate on contemporary blues artists, those who've been prominent in the 1950s and 60s, since they have most directly affected the course of rock and roll. One of the giants of this period is B.B. King, whose guitar playing has shaped the style of most of today's blues rock guitarists.
The history of rock and roll.
Clock Blues was B.B. King's first record cut for the Kent Modern label. Saul Bahari, one of the three brothers who own and operate the company, reminisces about B.B. King's recordings for the history of rock and roll.
B.B. King, you know, he would only have like a day or two off, every 6 or 8 months. He would fly in one afternoon and sit with the arranger and go over some lyrics, and we'd come in the studio and cut him, and he would be on a plane that night back out of town. And how this man got all these hits without, you know, any rehearsal or anything, but 99% of the stuff B.B. wrote.
Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me all night long. Like my back ain't got no bone.
Rock Me Baby, the biggest hit of B.B. King's career, was recorded in 1963. One of his best-known songs, almost a trademark with him, is Sweet 16.
Band was a training ground for other blues performers, among them Bobby Blue Bland.
I pity the fool. I say I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said I pity the fool.
Two-hour barrel of blues marks this portion of the history of rock and roll. From I Pity the Fool, we move to I'll Take Care of You, also by Bobby Blue Bland.
History of rock and roll.
Take care of you. I love and lost, the same as you. So you see, I know just what you've been through. But if you let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care of you. I'll take care of you.
B.B. King was among the first blues singers to use the electric guitar and to develop a playing style which took advantage of amplification. Another pioneer in the plug-in blues field was Muddy Waters, born McKinley Morganfield in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, April 4th, 1915. One of his first recordings for Chicago's Chess record label is the source of the Rolling Stones' name. Marshall Chess, president of the company, describes Muddy Waters' beginnings.
The first one, really, that came in was Muddy Waters. He was like Chess's first artist on Chess Records. And he was writing songs, really urban blues songs. He'd just come up from the South. But songs like Rolling Stone, which is a whole country blues thing.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me. Showing up after me. Oh, love. Oh, love. Showing up. I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her step. Come on in now, Muddy, you know my husband just now left. Showing up just now left. Showing up just now left. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. I'm gonna catch the first thing smoking back. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Showing up there. Showing up there.
Stone by Muddy Waters depends on the amplifier for its effectiveness. This is also true of Louisiana blues, in which the guitar is played bottleneck style, using a metal slide to go from note to note.
I'm going down in Louisiana, baby, behind the sun. Just find out my trouble just begun. I'm going down in New Orleans. Get me a mojo hand. Good-looking women, just how to treat your man.
Let's go to New York, boys.
Roll on with Slim Harpo's Baby Scratch My Back, next on the History of Rock and Roll.
The History of Rock and Roll.
I'm itching, and I don't know where to scratch. Come here, baby. Scratching my back. I know you can do it. So, baby, get to it.
Baby Scratch My Back was a 1966 pop hit for Slim Harpo, a pure blues artist. A decade before that record, he also had a hit, a song better known today by a Rolling Stones version.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on.
John Lee Hooker is another artist whose early records are influencing contemporary groups. The guitar line from Boogie Children can be heard in Cat Heat's Boogie Numbers.
They was really having a ball. Yes, I know it.
went on boogie just the same.
You're listening to the history of rock and roll, which continues with a canned heat comparison.